This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Flags are flying at half-staff today in honor of Milwaukee Alderman and former Wisconsin State Representative Jonathan Brostoff, who died on Monday, November 4th. Governor Evers said in a statement, "Jonathan's passing is a tragedy to all who knew him and for the many whose lives have been bettered because of his service and advocacy. As a legislator, Jonathan was always eager to seek the good in others, always working in earnest to bridge divides and bring people together of different backgrounds and perspectives. Jonathan is survived by his wife Diana and their four young children. Services will be held today in Milwaukee." Alert teachers might have helped stop a tragedy yesterday in Kenosha. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A 13-year-old student was arrested in Kenosha yesterday after attempting to bring a rifle into Roosevelt Elementary. Police are crediting school staff for preventing a potential tragedy. Kenosha Unified School District Superintendent Jeffrey Weiss talked about the kid dressed in black carrying a black bag.
This individual came around to the front door, buzzed the office to be let in, and there are two doors when I talk about a secured entrance. Our staff were able to see that this individual looked nervous and suspicious. They confronted that individual. The individual got nervous and fled the building.
The suspect was arrested later in the afternoon following a community-wide search and holds at all county schools. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley released a statement about the incident, saying she's thankful for school staff in Kenosha for preventing a young person with a firearm from entering the building.
There's a free concert this Sunday in Stevens Point. You can attend the United States Air Force Band of Mid-America Shades of Blue Jazz Ensemble at the Noel Fine Arts Center on November 10th at 3 p.m. There will be changes coming to the Alex C. Dove Foundation. This is the nonprofit that supports the Dove's Nest, a lakeside cabin near Nacusa that offers respite retreat to families struggling with cancer. The Dove family has announced the Dove's Nest will close at the end of 2024. They are thankful for the community support, donors, and volunteers that enabled them to host 65 families at the Dove's Nest since 2019. The demands and challenges in managing this nonprofit are unsustainable for the family. They will transition the Alex C. Dove Foundation into a scholarship fund to honor and memorialize Alex. The scholarship program will be managed by Encourage Community Foundation. They will continue to host families at Dove's Nest until the end of this year. The new legislative maps allowed Wisconsin Democrats to gain some ground in the state legislature. They flipped at least 10 seats in the assembly. Although Republicans still have the upper hand, this quashes their supermajority. Democrats believe this puts them in a better position to gain chamber control in 2026. UW Green Bay political scientist David Helpap says this lays the groundwork for changes in future policy proposals.
As districts become more competitive, it makes it more difficult for those who are elected officials in those districts to really propose policies that are too far left or right of center, simply because they know they're going to have to answer to voters that are more center than they used to be.
He says the new legislative maps leveled the playing field for legislators in a way that Wisconsin hasn't seen in more than a decade. That made it possible for Democrats to pick up key seats in districts covering the northern Milwaukee suburbs, the north side of Madison, as well as Richland and Sauk counties, the Green Bay area, and much of the Fox Cities. Senator Baldwin has won a third term in office. Lisa Hale has the story.
Tammy Baldwin delivered her victory speech in Madison, pledging to work with those across the aisle.
We deserve a politics with less vitriol, less division, less hatred, and fewer lies. Actually, no lies. Because it's time that we come together and tackle the problems that are actually facing working people and communities across our state. It's time that we put the politics of division behind us.
Baldwin defeated bank owner and Republican Eric Hovde in her re-election bid for U.S. Senator by just under 29,000 votes, or a margin of 0.9%.
Just last week, the entire state was in a drought. Now, meteorologist Brittany Merlot says things are changing with the recent rain.
Improvements have been made, mainly stretching from Richland Center and La Crosse northeastward through central Wisconsin into the Fox Valley and up north towards Rhinelander. 47% of the state was soaked out of drought conditions over the past week, and now those areas sit abnormally dry. Areas of concern are still focused far north, where 14% of the state is in a severe drought condition, and 41% of Wisconsin still remains in a moderate drought. So we need the rain rolling in this weekend, even though it's expected to be light. Every drop counts. A heavier hitting system takes aim midweek next week, which should help. Plus, Election Tuesday's rainfall wasn't taken into account for this update.
There's a free show in Wisconsin Rapids on Saturday. Mike Edgren and Ken Pilo will present Us, Them in the Lois Canton Theater at WRCT on Saturday at 7. Democrats were hoping to gain a majority in the state legislature with new maps. That didn't happen, but they did flip some seats in both the state assembly and the Senate. Until Governor Evers came into office, Republicans had free rein in choosing which policies to push forward. But Evers changed that dynamic overall. One of the biggest upcoming policy issues is the next state budget. From K-12 education to funding local government, the UW system, and corrections, it impacts every Wisconsinite. UW Green Bay scientist David Halpap.
There's no doubt that Republicans still have the majority and they can sort of proceed in that fashion. But I think perhaps some folks will be thinking about the next election cycle and maybe the implications of specific decisions that they'll be making during this budget process.
Democrats flipped at least 10 assembly seats, and now the Senate will have 18 Republicans, 15 Democrats. They're hoping this lays the groundwork to take the majority in 2026. 56 workers are going to be laid off starting in mid-January in Chippewa Falls. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
Molson Coors is hopping out of Chippewa Falls. The company announced yesterday the closure of two Leinenkugel brewery operations, including the historic Chippewa Falls facility and the 10th Street Brewery in Milwaukee. They'll be consolidating that work at their State Street Brewery in Milwaukee. The company is assuring that the change set to take effect in January will not impact the beer supply. The company does say they'll continue to operate the Liney's Lodge and the tourist elements of the Chippewa Falls operation.
The Veterans Day Spaghetti Dinner is on Sunday at VFW Post 2534. It's just $12 for an all-you-can-eat spaghetti dinner with all the fixins. It's from 4:30 to 7 p.m. on Sunday, November 10th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
UW Women's Volleyball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The UW Women's Volleyball team in Madison at the Fieldhouse against the Iowa State Hawkeyes. The Badgers in third place in the Big Ten. College basketball, the Badgers men's team with a 79-67 win over Montana State. Head coach Greg Gard says the Badgers' next game is against the Appalachian State Mountaineers Sunday morning at 11.
Quick turnaround here for App State coming in on Sunday. Another good team, different. Than what we've seen maybe for the last couple games, but a little bigger. But I like, there's a lot of good things tonight, and we'll build off of that and continue to try to get better.
NBA, the Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz. Andre Jackson Jr. getting his first start, helping out on defense, Damian Lillard.
I thought he had a great game. You know, I think every good team has somebody that you could point to as like a disruptor, energy player that just brings that to a team. And I think, you know, it was obvious with him out there, you know, his pressure on the ball, the deflections, chasing down loose balls, you know, just a lot of those hustle plays, those energy plays that can bring energy to a team, but also those moments where, you know, it looked like the other team is about to, you know, have something happen for him, and then his energy and his effort and his motor comes into play for us, you know, like that fast break where Brook is chasing down Patty Mills. He make him, you know, throw up a high floating layup in transition, and then another guy is following it up and Dre come behind and block it, you know. So that's just the kind of player he is, and I think, you know, they felt his presence out there tonight.
The Bucks' Gary Trent Jr. only playing 8 minutes before dropping out in the first half.
Back spasms, yeah. So I saw him running down the floor in the second quarter, and I dirt. He's not running normal. I saw that.
That's the Buckstock Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stop the presses. There's a new film about zombies headed our way. Twilight star Billy Burke will head the cast of the new zombie thriller horror movie Outbreak. The show tells the story of a park ranger whose son encounters several people with zombie-like symptoms, probably a headache, fever, and a slight case of the chills. How come we haven't seen a zombie rom-com yet? It's only a matter of time, folks. If you're tired of watching Nicolas Cage films in the comfort of your own home, you'll be interested in this, a new Nicolas Cage Film Festival. The festival is called Nicolas Uncaged and will celebrate several films from our national treasure. See what I did there? The event will take place over the course of the next 2 months in New York at the Metrograph Theater. Some of the films showcased include Adaptation, of course, National Treasure, Con Air, Moonstruck, Red Rock West, and David Lynch's Wild at Heart. The festival starts November 8th and runs through January 2nd. After signing a multi-picture deal with Lionsgate, Taylor Sheridan is turning out TV shows at an alarming rate, such as Tulsa King, Yellowstone, The Mayor of Kingstown, 1883, 1923, and Lioness. Lioness in particular just became the fourth biggest premiere on Paramount Plus. The show found its way into 3 million homes in the first 7 days of its release a couple weeks ago. The show stars Zoe Saldana, Nicole Kidman, Morgan Freeman, and Michael Kelly, and is supposedly based on the CIA's actual Lioness program. If you like high-powered weaponry, military jargon, and lots of gunfire, this is the show for you. Warner Brothers Discovery is reporting that its streaming or direct-to-consumer service is booming as its theatrical business declines. The studio says it's gained over 7 million subscribers in the third quarter alone for this year, according to Screen Daily. This is the biggest gain ever for subscribers that has been reported since the launch of Max in 2020. Everyone is chasing Netflix. Thinking about heading to the theater this weekend? Here are some films that might be up your alley. Hugh Grant stars in Heretic, a film about two young missionaries who knock on the wrong door and end up fighting for their lives in a house owned by the nefarious Mr. Reed, played by Grant. The film is getting mad reviews at 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Check out another film in wide release this week called Weekend in Taipei. It has kind of a Mr. and Mrs. Smith feel to it, but reviews are very mediocre so far. If you want to get a jumpstart on your holiday movie watching, you have two choices. Best Christmas Pageant Ever is being released wide and pulling in 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, but has a 100% favorable audience score. Another Christmas film in limited release this weekend is Christmas Eve in Miller's Point, a comedy drama starring Michael Cera and Elsie Fisher, where a family descends on their home for the final time. The film is currently getting an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're scoring at home, that sounds like four winners to me, so let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low dropping into the mid 30s. Tomorrow we may see a little sunshine early, then clouds and showers with a high in the mid 50s. By Sunday, showers in the morning, ending in the afternoon with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.